Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our online affiliates around the world, we're glad that you all could join us as well. Glenn Holloman is making his first appearance on our broadcast today to talk about a powerful new book that he wrote that not only shares a bit of his family with us, but also reminds us of the thing that's important in life. The book is called A Yellow House in the Mountain, The Story of Love and Refinement. We're going to talk to Glenn not only about the writing of the book, but also the sharing of his family and himself with all of us, and what it's been like for him to see how readers are responding to it as well. If you'll just know finding out about the book, we will let you know how to get your own copy of it. Glenn, thank you again for the time today. Really do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's great to be with you.
Well, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was looking forward to this after finishing the book, Glenn, and I have to say, there's so many different layers to this book. And I always doing this for so long, you know, it's so easy for me to get into, you know, calling it stories. But you do share stories in the book, which, you know, are definitely, I think, so touching. I know, of course, because they're so personal for you, but I think people definitely will feel a connection with them and have great memories, even maybe about their own family. So what has it been like for you, Glenn? Let's start there. What has it been like for you to hear from individuals about how your very personal story has touched them?
You know, it's been really quite rewarding and healing at the same time. I'll give you one example. Just yesterday, I got a note from a gentleman in Colorado who said that while he had met my dad, he never really got to know him. And after reading the book, he realized they had so much in common, he wished they had had a chance to connect. So there's been a number of examples like that where people have just reached out, and either they knew my parents or would have liked to have known my parents having read some of the experiences that they had.
So, Glenn, with that being said, I'm curious about this. When I was reading the book, especially, of course, toward the end, I thought, wow, you know, what you've been able to do in sharing, now, of course, your mother and father's story of, you know, overcoming challenges, of love, you know, family, all of those things come into play. But also, of course, having these memories. So I'm curious, how much of this process was a part of your own healing?
You know, it really was. I've got two brothers and two sisters, and we all healed differently after we lost my parents. But one of the things that really triggered this was at the memorial service, I had two brothers who both spoke, and each of them shared stories, some of which I had heard before, but others I'd never heard. And so I came home from that memorial service, and I wanted to write them down, just so I wouldn't remember, I wouldn't forget them, and I also wanted to be able to share them with my kids. So that was the original start to this, was just kind of trying to capture those stories, those memories, in an effort to, you know, hang on to my parents through writing. And then that kind of led to more and more stories. And then I finally was encouraged by my wife to weave them all together into some form that the kids would someday be able to read. And then it just kind of rolled from there. It took over on a life of its own.
Yeah. And I love the fact that there is this whole idea of being able to pursue dreams, pursue life, pursue love, and being able to share that. I was curious, though, Glenn, for you and reading it, you know, for myself, it was not it was not odd reading it, being able to hear you talk about your parents the way you do. But I was curious for you writing it. What was it like for you to be able to call them by their first names and to be outside of their story as you're telling it?
You know, it was really an interesting experience. I think the hardest part for me was trying to envision or capture some of the events that had occurred. I had heard some of the bigger stories and some of the experiences they had gone through and challenges they'd overcome, but there's still a lot of detail that I wasn't clear on. And so I knew I was going to have to embellish in order to be able to put this together in a way that made sense. And so I did a lot of research, and that was actually therapeutic for me to be able to go back and I'll share one example. While my dad was in high school, his senior year of high school, there was a war going on in Korea at the time, and my dad was afraid he was going to be drafted, and the government at that time decided to give young men an opportunity to enlist in the reserves. And so my dad enlisted rather than taking a chance on a draft, which at the time would have been a six-year commitment. The reserves gave him an opportunity to volunteer and then to serve for 2 years. and he felt like coming out of high school, that was a better choice for him. My dad never shared that with me, but I knew that he had been in the Marine Reserves, and so I had to go back and research a little bit about what would have led an 18-year-old to make that kind of a decision in the midst of a war. So there were a number of examples like that where I knew stories, but I didn't know all of the details, and so I had to kind of put it into a mindset of what would they have happened, you know, at their age and in their circumstances, what would have led to the decisions that they made.
Yeah. And with that being said, there are so many things that you do let us into, and again, I think that goes to the connections people will feel with this book, Glenn. You talk about, of course, the different types of situations your parents were in, including your father dealing with trauma, and it is at that point that we get to know about some events in his own family, dealing with depression, having lost a brother to suicide. What was that like for you to explore as you're writing this book and to think about, again, the things he'd been able to overcome, but also, of course, the things that had happened to other members of the family?
It was really quite fun to be able to put it into print because my parents, throughout their lives, were very open with regards to the mistakes they had made in life. They made a lot of mistakes. These people were far from perfect, and as young people, they got off to a rough start. My mom got pregnant when she was 15, had her first child at 16, and they got married, and against all odds, they were able to put together a stable marriage of 68 years and raise five kids wonderfully, but they were far from perfect, and I think that's one of the underlying stories is that we all have our warts. We all have challenges in our lives, and we typically tried to hide them. My parents were not that way. They were very open about sharing those because they felt in doing so, they could help other people. And I think in my situation, being able to record these stories and to share them, the hope is that other people will relate to them and that they'll realize that, you know, we've all got challenges and there are different ways of dealing with things. Hiding them is certainly one way, but not necessarily the healthiest.
Yeah. I think about another thing that comes up in the book, and as you were just talking there, Glenn, it reminded me of my notes. And, of course, going back to May 1961 with Glenn being born and, of course, being told that would be their last child there. But I want to read what you said there because I thought it was really interesting. And something I think that a lot of us can relate to, especially when we think about, you know, the ones that we love. This is what you write in the book. The ordeal brought home just how reliant Lyle was on Marilyn. There was no way he could manage four children as a single father. And then you go on to say that they had plans of rearing their family together. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, it takes those moments that of near loss to remind you of what you have. So I'm curious for you, do you find that as well in your own life, that your appreciation for life today, Glenn, has a lot to do with not only what you know your parents were able to go through, but what you yourself have had to go through in your life?
I really think so. Hopefully we all learn from the mistakes we made. We all learn from the adversity and the trials that we overcome. And I think it's those experiences that really shape our personalities and shape our character. So I life is an interesting adventure for all of us, and none of us have the same experiences, but it seems that we often have a lot in common when it comes to dealing with tragedy, dealing with illness, dealing with accidents. There's so many different things that we all have that surface in the course of a lifetime, and I think learning more about how different people reacted in those situations can be beneficial.
Such a great point, and I think that's a great reminder for our audience as well. I want to say for those who are just tuning in on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Glenn Heilman to our broadcast today. He's the author of the book, A Yellow House in the Mountains, A Story of Love and Refinement. We're going to let you all know how you can get your own copy of the book as well. Glenn, I mentioned as part of my prep, I was watching an interview that you did, a great interview, talking about the book and your family, but you also, of course, they shared the video and song that you were able to write as well. You know, we all, I think, you know, for myself, I find that art is kind of part of my release. It's kind of how I express myself. What was it like for you through that song to kind of tell a part of the story even before the book came out?
It was really quite interesting. The fire occurred on October 21st of 2020, and about 7 days later, it was a Thursday afternoon. The fire was a Wednesday night. The following Thursday, we were making arrangements with the sheriff and with the local authorities to be able to go into the property. By this point, they had already retrieved my parents, and they wanted to give us a chance for closure. And given that we had lost the home and my parents and everything in the surrounding area, the fire chief and the sheriff were really working hard to get us in there. So they promised us we could go out there on Friday, and they were going to get us in. So it was in that moment, the day before that was going to occur, that all the planning had kind of come together. We had made all the arrangements. Everything kind of fell into place. And for the first time in a week, I started feeling sad. I started feeling just the effects of having lost so much. And I didn't want to get into a depression or into a dark mood, so I decided to go do something productive, and I went out and started to mow the lawn. And when I was out there mowing the lawn, I just had this little tune that was going through my head, and I'm an aspiring guitarist. I'm not great, but I like to play the guitar. And so I'm kind of humming this tune as I'm mowing the lawn, and it started to stick into my mind. And I thought, you know, I got to stop and write down that chord progression. So I went inside, grabbed my guitar, and I figured out the chord progressions, and then went right back outside and started mowing. Well, with that tune in my mind, then I started to hear lyrics in my head of just the incredible example my parents were in terms of overcoming adversity and striving to be the best they could. And all of a sudden, the lyrics for that song came together, and literally within 1 hour of finishing the lawn, I came in and had written that song. My son, who happens to be handy, got his video recording out and recorded it and then put it into a slideshow so that we could take it the next day to the memorial service. And I shared that with my siblings and our family. But it was really kind of an interesting thing to be the vehicle of inspiration. That's how I would classify it. I don't feel like that was me. I just felt like I was inspired. The tune came first, the words flowed after, and within, you know, a 4 or 5 minute song, it kind of tells the story of my parents' life and their ambitions and their dreams and hopes. And it was fun to be able to share that with my family and to just have that as part of the experience.
So what has this new chapter of your life been like, Glenn, to add the title of author to your name and to now be talking about your own book? And what has this experience been like for you?
You know, it's really been quite interesting. Initially, it started out just for personal, you know, it's almost like writing a journal, right? Not wanting to lose these memories or these stories and certainly wanting to pass them on to my posterity. It was motivated solely for my own interest and the interest of my family. But about 6 months into the journey, this was COVID, but keep in mind, right? So it's now June of 2021. We're in the middle of COVID, probably 7-8 months removed from the fire. One of my consultants was up in Canada visiting his wife, who happens to be an actress, and he couldn't get out. He had to go up there and quarantine for 2 weeks. And I asked him what he was going to do, having been quarantined. And he said, well, they hired me. He said, I got a job. I said, what are you going to be doing? He goes, I'm looking for some stories. They want me to find some good, healthy, wholesome stories. I said, well, I've got a few stories I can send to you. Now, at this point, I just had these little short stories that hadn't really been assembled into anything. But he said, well, send them up to me. And I did. And within 2 weeks, the head of the studio called and said, hey, I want to make this into a full feature film. Stop the work on writing. We got it from here, and we're going to work on a screenplay. So that was really the transition. As I stopped writing and I turned it over to them, and they hired a couple of different writers to work on the screenplay. And all but for the strike back in June, it was probably going to be filmed last summer, but the writer's strike occurred and then the actor's strike. And so these guys put a stop to everything and said, you know, while we're waiting for the world to get back to normal, why don't you go back and finish the book? And so this past summer, I took the pieces that I had handed off to them initially, and I started working on making it into something that was easier to read, something more memorable, and clearly, not having written a book before, I wanted it done right. So I engaged a number of people to help in terms of Reezy editors and content editors and a design guy to help me with the cover and the interior design. So over the last, you know, 6-7 months, that's what I worked on. Now that the writer's strike and the actors are back to work, hopefully we're going to be very quickly here transitioning, and hopefully the release of the book will just help add fuel to the fire of getting the movie made.
Yeah, what a great thing. And it's a story I know that will inspire people. When I got to them planting the 2 spruce trees, Glenn, that was really, I mean, a powerful moment, especially because, like in movies, sometimes how we know how the story ends and, you know, and the dialogue that you have there, I think, is so powerful. It is really a book, I think, that reminds you of what is important. And I think for myself as a reader, Glenn, what I will say to our audience, for those who are wondering if it's a book for them, A Yellow House in the Mountains for me is all about what you can do when you don't give up. Because there are many things that could have happened in both of your parents' lives that could have made them you know, give up and not keep pushing forward, not want the best for their family, not want to, you know, be able to do better today than they did yesterday. But that was not what was in their DNA. And I think it says a lot about them. I think it says a lot about you being able to share this story with us, knowing that this is still something that is very fresh. So we definitely appreciate that. And I appreciate this time with you today, Glenn. Again, everyone, the book is A Yellow House in the Mountains, A Story of Love and Refinement. You can get it, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com as well. But, Glenn, how can our audience stay connected with you?
We have a website now. My son and daughter are helping me maintain that. But it's yellowhouseinthemountains.com. And it's quite interesting. In addition to ordering the book direct, you can do that. But you can also see some videos. We've got, obviously, the music video you referenced on the website, a number of pictures that we have included of both my mom and dad and some of the family. And then also we've been adding a number of interesting things as we have worked on the recovery. We lost, you know, all the property. In the last 3.5 years, we've made a lot of progress in restoration. And so we're keeping people current on the website. Again, it's yellowhouseinthemountains.com. And we're going to continue to share as we make progress on restoration and rebuilding.
All right. Well, Glenn, congratulations to you again. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Cyrus, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
More than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Websing. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.